Gray here with you to continue with Reality Radio and our next event. It's a day of events, by the way, between Pioneer Days and Flamborama. And now the next event on the list, the Presley's Pay It Forward Cancer Ride. We've got Tom on the phone. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. It's been a busy day, as it always is on a Wednesday. But, I know you're busy, too, on the job this morning. And so thank you so much for giving us some time out of a busy schedule. Tom, could you tell us a little bit about the Pay It Forward Cancer Ride and how it started?
It basically started out from my daughter having cancer in 2017. She was diagnosed with leukemia during COVID shutdown. And the community came together and helped our family out greatly. And my daughter is now in remission, and to pay it forward to other families in the community, we do events like this and sponsor children and raise toys for the Children's Cancer Unit in Milwaukee, which is the closest appropriate facility for our daughter's treatment. So we just kind of, the last 5 years, have been constantly doing this and hopefully helping other families and kids out.
Well, Tom, I'm so glad to hear that Presley's in remission. That's an incredible thing to hear, and of course that is what a lot of people would hope for, whether it's you or just somebody on the outside observing. Childhood cancer is one of those things that you can't even think about fairness, because if you do, you end up bogged down in things that, well, they don't do anything to contribute. But contribute is exactly what you wanted to do, and as I understand it, Tom, this was at least in part Presley's idea too. Am I correct there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you raised Absolutely. A daughter who decided people should give when they're in this kind of circumstance, and what an incredible thing. So I believe this is going to be, is this the fifth or sixth? What number are we on?
This would be the fifth year.
Okay, so fifth year. Oh, you did mention the starting date there. So if people are interested in contributing to the cancer ride, what's the best way to do that?
Just come down to Buckshot Saloon from 12 to 4 on Saturday, August 8th. We have a bunch of raffle prizes, food, music. We actually got a younger man who's, I believe he's like 12 or 13, and he's like a guitar prodigy. I've seen some of his stuff online, and he offered, because it's a kids event, to come down and play. He plays rock and roll, a bunch of different stuff. It's really neat to see him play. He's kind of seems like an old guitarist that's been reincarnated. It's amazing to see this kid play. So we also, if you guys want to go down to the Grandma's Toy Box in Eagle River, she's giving 20% off of toys there. And if you choose to purchase a toy, say that you're part of the Presley event that day, you can leave it there. And when Presley, my daughter, goes down for her blood work, just for maintenance to see if she's still cancer-free, we transport all the toys down and donate them to the toy closet.
And just a simple bit of practicality there, but I'm sure that makes a big difference to the kids down there when you drop those off.
Yeah, so when my daughter's going through all her chemo to the brain and spine, or she used to call it the sleepy room because they had to put her out under anesthesia, or when she lost the ability to walk when she was going through the treatments and was walking with a walker at like 3 years old, which is insane to see, that little toy closet that goes off of donations is amazing to see the hope in the children's eyes, because that gives them something to look forward to during the day, and it goes all off of donations. Just to see the kids find hope when they're that sick, it's like a very humbling experience. So we try to fill it as much as we can and get donations for it every year.
I'm guessing you guys have a pretty full vehicle the last couple of years on those drives down?
Yeah. One year we had a take a half a trailer full down with a pickup truck full. Every year so far, we've done some amazing things with it. So we just look for the continued support of the communities, because, like I said, it's imperative to the kids. It really gives them hope and gives them something to do when they're laid up in the hospital room, sometimes for 30 days at a time, if not more. It's kind of like they're in a little jail cell, and people don't realize it's hard to keep a kid busy when they're in that growing stage and all that stuff. Their brains are developing. They need to be moving and doing things, but they're hooked up to IV poles and chemo poles, and they're feeling like crap. And so to try to stimulate their minds, those kind of things like toys, games, all that kind of stuff is very important to their mental health also, you know.
Absolutely. And it's easy when you watch a kid who's craving sugar and running around like a headless chicken, it's easy to think, yeah, that's just how kids are. And sure, that mm-hmm. could arguably true, but it's true because they are craving that stimulation. They want to learn. They want mm-hmm. to be moving and active.
Yeah, they're sponges, man. They're just absorbing everything in the world, you know.
And I imagine Presley's picking up a lot on those trips now. Oh, man, I'm so glad that she's in remission right now, and I hope for good news next time you go. But what's one thing you've seen that's come out of this that you might call a benefit? Has she taken an interest in any of the medical world or anything like that?
Well, she's 9 now, and she'll talk about one day she wants to become a doctor, one day she wants to become a police officer, next day she wants to become an EMT, next day she wants to become a nurse, next day she wants to teach how to ride horses. So she's got a lot of pots in the fire of what she wants to become when she's older, but it seems to be generally that she wants to help the communities out and stuff like that. She's a very helpful little person. So
for me, I thought I would either be a neurosurgeon or a pastry chef, and here we are chatting on the radio. So, hey, maybe Presley's got a slightly better idea than I do. I also just want to take a brief moment, Tom. I don't think you'd mention it if I didn't do so. Wanted to thank you out because you've taken a moment out of a busy schedule. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you're probably sitting in a police cruiser somewhere or otherwise contributing to law enforcement in the area, so that you could squeeze a moment out of your schedule to chat with us today. It means a lot. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Really appreciate you guys. We hope to see a really good community response, and please come down and say hi to Presley. And this year we're sponsoring a 6-month-old girl that has neuroblastoma. The father took her down state because one of her pupils were different sizes, and found out that she has a tumor behind her eye and other tumors, I believe, in her pelvis and another location in her body. And she's only 6 months old. So all the proceeds, we make nothing on this. Everything goes to that family.
And what's the where and when on this? When is the ride? Where should we go and what time?
We used to do the motorcycle ride, but we're trying to open it up to everybody in the community because we found out that, you know, not everybody rides motorcycles like we do. But if you would like to just come down to Buckshot's at 12 o'clock on August 8th, so it'll be 12 to 4, and sometime during the day, stop down to Grandma's Toy Box.
All right.
Eagle River.
Thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate what you do, both for Presley and for the other kids of the community. And, hey, thanks for raising a good kid. I'm sure it's tougher than we might make it sound in a couple minutes on air, but only good dads raise good kids. So big shout out to you.
All right, you guys take care, okay?
You too, Tom. Thank you so much. That's Tom talking about the Presley Pay It Forward Childhood Cancer Benefit. Like he said, it used to be a motorcycle ride, but not everybody rides motorcycles. But a lot of people want to help this kind of thing. So be there. Buckshot's August 8th, noon to 4, and we'll put that event on our events page on 98qcountry.com so you can check all the details out in writing if you'd like to do so. I know you might not think so, but I do like to see things written out. I don't print things out on paper, but seeing something on the screen, it's different than hearing it. It sticks a little bit better. And if you know what I'm talking about, go to 98qcountry.com/events or just to the main website, 98qcountry.com, and scroll around a little bit. You'll see the community calendar along with all the other useful things and fun to have on 98qcountry.com. We'll archive this conversation we just had with Tom so you can listen back on the website. And coming up here after a quick word from businesses you should know about, we'll chat with Big G about a certain car show taking place this upcoming weekend. You're listening to Reality Radio on 98Q Country.